W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Jackson Hewitt.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We're just getting an update on yesterday's mass shooting that killed five people at Old National Bank in downtown Louisville, Kentucky. Chief of Police Jacqueline Gwynn Villarreal has details on the 25-year-old shooter.
He purchased the weapon used in this tragic incident on April the 4th. He purchased the weapon legally from one of the local dealerships here in Louisville.
He was shot and killed by police. Officials at Louisville Health say four victims are still hospitalized. One, a police officer, remains in critical condition. Sobering new study finds one in five U.S. adults say violence has killed a member of their families. For black people, that number is one in three. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder on child deaths.
Gun violence is now the number one cause of death among kids and teens. One in 25 American kids 5 years of age today will not live to see the age of 40.
President Biden is headed to Northern Ireland to mark the 25th anniversary of a landmark peace deal between Catholics and Protestants.
Before departing for Belfast, the president said his main objective on this trip is to keep the Good Friday Agreement in place.
Keep the peace. That's the main thing.
A quarter century after the Troubles, Belfast is in many respects as segregated as ever. Peace walls separating neighborhoods still stretch toward the sky. Political paralysis has kept Northern Ireland's government from forming, and occasionally there is violence. Last month, MI5 raised the terror threat level here to severe. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Belfast.
The Pentagon says online leaks of highly classified documents present a very serious risk to national security. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
The Pentagon says senior leaders are taking steps to mitigate the damage, and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has reached out to top allies. That includes a phone call with South Korea's defense minister, during which Austin said he would closely communicate and fully cooperate with the Korean government regarding the issue. The White House says there are concerns there could be further leaks.
A high school in Vero Beach, Florida, has removed a graphic novel based on Anne Frank's diary after some parents raised objections to some topics, including the main character's sexual orientation. They say it wasn't age appropriate. The American Library Association's Deborah Caldwell Stone calls it
a coordinated, politically motivated campaign to target particular ideas and prevent young people from having any access to resources that would illuminate and uplift the lives of marginalized communities.
Dow Up 121. This is CBS News.
Taxes are due. Have you filed yet? Don't worry. Jackson Hewitt is racking up the assists. They will get you filed or an extension before the deadline. Beat the crowds by going to Jackson Hewitt today.
Every piece of land has a story. The Upshaw's right there is with a John Deere 1 Series tractor they call Penny.
When your project comes up, you have to just jump in and figure out what is it going to take.
From front loader to backhoe, the Upshaw's have the tools to DIY all day long. Run with us on a 1 Series tractor and start telling your story. Get a 1 Series tractor starting at $134 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Friends come in all shapes and sizes. Pet of the Week is brought to you by the Kellner Club and the Southwood County Humane Society. What can you expect at the Kellner Club? Of course, cold beer and good drinks. Music, too. It's always a blast. Kellner Club is the headquarters of Midwest Nice, the place where you get together with friends and meet new ones, too. The kind that are happy to see the millionth photo you took of your dog. Adopt, then stop and show your new friends at the Kellner Club a picture of your new pet. Kellner Club, 4111 80th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
From the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The Stevens Point Area Single Track Association is asking mountain bikers to stay off the trails at Standing Rocks. Trails are not technically open yet because there's still snowpack on sections of the trail. If bikes go through now, it will cause tire ruts and damage to the trails and muddy sections. They're working to clean up the trails over the next week, but do not have time to repair tire ruts. The unemployment rate in Wisconsin remains low, but with the Federal Reserve expected to increase interest rates again to curb inflation, any rosy picture of the state's economy is temporary. That's according to Stephen Deller, a professor of agriculture and applied economics at the University of Madison, Wisconsin. He said there's a general consensus that the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates two more times to tamp down inflation. In sports, the Brewers lost to the Diamondbacks last night. Corbin Burns starts tonight for Milwaukee. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 76. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows around 56. Clear skies tomorrow, high of 81. Highs around 78 Thursday under sunny skies. 76 Friday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 69.
It was named after Newton, Massachusetts.
Oh!
I haven't had a Fig Newton in a really long time.
It's because they're bad cookies.
Man, you're really downing on a lot of things that I like this morning. Jeez, don't yuck my yum.
Don't what?
Don't yuck my yum.
Got it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Which CEO can you think of that should have to do the job of their lowest worker for a day? Or maybe multiple days?
How about at least a week?
How about a week? So who can you think of? And it could be general, it can be specific. But, and you think of these highfalutin, high-paid CEOs who maybe have lost touch with what it's like for some of the workers at their company. Which ones do you think should have to spend some time doing some shift work? 844-967-2789. Or separately, what would your boss learn if they had to do your job?
Oh, so many possibilities.
So I bring this up because two pretty high-profile CEOs, both one at Starbucks and one at Uber, are joining their workers for shifts. And my hat's off to them as far as some of the takeaways they've learned. And I think more CEOs should have to do this. And so, you know, did you ever watch the show Undercover Boss?
I haven't. I'm very familiar with it, though.
You know what what was it? Was that the late 90s, early 2000s when that show was on? And I feel like that was more, it wasn't CEO. It wasn't like Uber CEO to driver. It was like restaurant owner to dishwasher. Like, I think the gap between the two was pretty different than what the example here is, but I could just be remembering that poorly. Because you have to also think of, like, who has the time? Like, yeah, let's do this undercover, like, right, reality show.
2010.
2010. All right. 2010. So, like, 13 years ago. All right. So the new CEO of Starbucks spent time training as a barista before he took on the new title when Howard Schultz stepped down.
Okay. I was going to say, so this isn't Howard who's going back to making lattes. Okay.
It is Laxman Narasimha. Narasimhan, I think, is... Ugh, I'm butchering that,
no
which
one,
I feel bad about.
No one knows how to say it.
I know. We'll call him Laxman. So he is the new CEO of Starbucks, and he spent time... He's going to continue. So he's already been trained as a barista.
Okay.
And he's going to continue working at Starbucks coffee shops for a half day each month to stay close to the culture and to the customers. And then separately, the Uber CEO, who's been there for 5 years, so this isn't a new thing, he's completed almost 100 passenger and food delivery trips as a driver.
Well done.
So we're talking about, if you're just joining us, which CEO should have to spend time at least once, maybe multiple times, doing the work of their employees to get a better understanding of what it's like to work for them. 844-967-2789. Or if you'd like to share with us what you think your boss would learn if they had to do your job for a day, 844-967-2789. Or you are welcome to, if you're watching the live stream on Twitter, YouTube, or Facebook, leave a comment there and we will read that out loud. But it was interesting. So the Uber driver said, the Uber CEO, when he was driving, said he didn't fully grasp drivers' concerns about the apps, like clunky driver sign-in process or the inability to see ride destinations in advance, until he actually got behind the wheel himself.
Okay.
And he's already making changes. Like, it actually led to him recognizing the problem and like prioritizing fixing some of those things to improve Uber driver's experience. And so it jumped from it's helped them, Uber, return to pre-pandemic driver numbers. And it jumped from 62% of the ride hailing market in 2020 to now 74%.
Oh, wow. So it works.
Who knew that it's actually it could be a profitable thing to understand your workers better and make necessary changes. But it's interesting because at least some of the stuff I've read is, at least for Starbucks and Uber, they're both facing some pressure from labor organizations and legislatures over how they legislators over how they treat their workers. So that could have something to do with this.
Trying to get a jump on it, don't you think?
Trying to get a jump on it. But it's funny because I saw this, I think Wall Street Journal also wrote this up, or specifically with the Uber CEO. And it was one thing, like, he saw firsthand, like, tip baiting, and he was punished the app for rejecting trips and like some stuff with the app specifically. But he also said it was surprisingly hard to take the rudeness of some Uber riders. Cause like, he wasn't, you know, I don't think on average, many of us, I would recognize Mark Zuckerberg. I would likely recognize Howard Schultz, but he kind of just looks like your average middle to older white guy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if he would stand out to me. You know, CEOs aren't necessarily celebrities in the same way that like you see them and you like recognize them. And so for him, the Uber CEO, he said like he didn't, no one really caught him because it was in San Francisco. So if there was any place that probably would recognize him, it probably would be in San Francisco, but it didn't happen often. And so, you know, someone who is as powerful and rich, I'm sure, as him, to kind of have to deal with the rudeness of some drivers, I think is humbling, which also I think is a good thing.
844-967-2789. Which CEO should have to do the job of their lowest paid worker? And also, what would your boss learn if he had to do your job? We have the 715 checking in. Any retail or fast food CEO, especially on Black Friday for retail CEOs? Oh.
Yes.
Right?
That's a really good one.
414 says Jeff Bezos needs to go work in a warehouse.
That is Jeff Bezos is one I would recognize if I saw him, his little cue ball. If I saw that in person, I would recognize it. Or his leather pants.
Oh, God. Now I'm going to have to try and scrub that image from my brain. Thank you very much.
I got some good ones on Twitter because I posed this morning. So from one account called Eat Wisconsin, I think every school board member and legislator should have to work in a public school for a week before they can open their mouth about anything regarding public education.
Bravo. Bravo. Absolutely.
It is interesting of how many people sit on school boards who aren't necessarily, haven't worked in the schools at all.
Right. Are not educators.
They're not educators. They're not administrators in any way. You know, and don't have necessarily the best handle of what it's like to work in those schools. That I think that's one of my favorite ones so far. Then Ron Hensky said, have Zuck do content moderation.
That's a great suggestion. What a brutal job that is.
Oh,
brutal, brutal.
I can't even imagine getting paid, like how much you would have to pay me to be willing to comb through the insane things that people post that obviously get taken down, but just horrific.
I read that some of those people who did that for, you know, a year or two ended up with a form of PTSD because it was so stressful and so horrifying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Then Maureen McCollum over at the producer and host of Wisconsin Life, she said, all of them everywhere.
Let's just make it broad. Let's make it very, very broad.
Yes. And then... Oh, go ahead.
414, again, you can check in, either call and or text at 844-967-2789. 414 says, have Robin Voss spend a month working at a minimum wage job and have him only to be able to live on that income for a month. And I
that
think
would be great.
I think the same should apply to Jamie Dimon, who is the head of Chase Bank, who is famously questioned by Representative Katie Porter with her whiteboard of death and asking him what he would tell a teller on how to be able to pay her bills and the salary that Chase pays her. And
I know.
You can find it on YouTube. It's worth watching.
I love in that clip when she's like, you're good with numbers, right?
Yeah.
You're the CEO of a bank. Like, you how know, do I make these numbers work?
You know how to budget, right? How would you tell her how to budget?
That'll be interesting. This is a tangent, but to watch that Senate race, and obviously it's not our Senate race next year.
In California.
For the first time in how many decades, having an open seat and... How I don't even know. I know Adam Schiff, Katie Porter, forgot who else has announced so far to be running for that. But it'll be a very high-profile primary.
Definitely.
For sure. We had one more from our friend Tyler Menz, who said Phil Woodman.
Of Woodman's?
Of Woodman's. I don't know enough about Woodman's to know. Are their employees overworked?
I don't know. They're humongous stores.
I do know that. I wonder, you think, when's the last time Craig Culver started slinging some fish fry at Culver's?
It's probably been a while. Probably been a little bit.
But I'm trying, what do you think our bosses would learn if they had to do, at least like they hear us every day, but I'm trying to think what they would learn if they actually had to do all the other stuff that we do each day.
That it's more involved than just moving your lips.
Yeah. You can answer it for other jobs you've had, maybe not our civic media bosses, but as far as other, is that the same you would give to all of the different bosses or CEOs you've had as far as understanding what it is to do your job?
There are particular ones that I would have directions for that I cannot say out loud because of FCC considerations.
Fair, fair, fair.
I'll just leave it at that.
We will leave it at that. All right. Well, if you have any other suggestions on what or which CEO should have to spend some time doing the work of their workers, 844-967-2789. We will take your calls and your texts when we come back. Working for my living. Working for a living. Living and working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
The Elks Lodge in Wisconsin Rapids is a proud community supporter. Their motto, Elks Care, Elks Share, is evident in everything they do. From the community programs supporting families, veterans, local scouting troops, and school scholarships, to their weekly bingo nights and Friday fish fries. The Elks give back nearly $30,000 to the community each year, but they need your help. Call 715-423-1930. 715-423-1930. Elks Care and Elks Share. Become an Elk today.
If you live in Wisconsin Rapids, then you probably heard of Freeburg's Service and Repair. Freeburg's has been servicing all types of vehicles, including cars, trucks, RVs, and semis for over 15 years. Freeburg's provides quality vehicle maintenance backed by TechNet's 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty. Freeburg's has the facility, tools, and qualified mechanics to make sure your vehicle maintenance is performed correctly and at a fair price. Freeburg's Service and Repair is a locally owned, full-service repair shop you can trust.
Hey, Donald Driver here. When I play football, Coach would challenge us to study the playbook and do our best on the field every Sunday. Well, now I'm challenging all of you to buckle up and put your phone down every time you drive your car. Wearing your seatbelt and not being distracted by your phone are the two most important things you can do to prevent or survive a crash. So join the movement to save lives in Wisconsin. Go to zeroinwisconsin.gov and take the pledge to buckle up, phone down, every trip, every time.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. 40 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are wrapping up our conversation around CEOs and which ones, I guess beyond the argument that all of them, but which ones more specifically should spend time doing a couple shifts, maybe more than a couple shifts, of their workers, of their employees. Because most recently, this new Starbucks CEO and the Uber CEO spent time doing just that. And I think they gleaned some insights from it.
Right.
And then we also asked, what would your boss learn if they had to do your job?
844-967-2789. You can call or text that very same number. 262 says the Walmart owners.
Yes.
Yes. And I think additionally, as was suggested for some of the other ones, not only should they have to do the work for a week, but they should have to live on that salary for a week.
Yeah. I mean, I think many of us could learn something from having to live on those salaries.
Absolutely.
Right. Actually understanding what it's like to make when you're living, you know, like we said earlier, when we talked about the bill that failed in North Dakota for kids whose parents earn 200% of the poverty line and voted down that they should not get the extended free lunch program. You know, these are kids who don't really have control over how much money their kids and their parents are making, but I digress. But even living at 200% of the poverty line, what that actually looks like every month and feels like, not to just have a little cushion or discretionary income, and the choices that makes you, that forces you to make, and the desperation it forces you to make, and the situations of maybe you wouldn't make that choice or stay in that situation if you had a little bit more money. And so I think there's a lot of people beyond just the people in charge who could benefit from having a little bit more of an experience of what that actually feels like.
Well, and we've talked about this before. I think that everyone should work in the service industry and everyone should work in a factory. There aren't that many anymore, but I think working in a restaurant is critically important and everyone should have to do it at least once. At least once.
Yeah.
401 checking in at 844-967-2789. Conversely, if you are the boss, What would your employees quickly learn if they spent a day in your shoes?
How many bosses do you think are listening to this show?
They're all golfing. It's beautiful outside today.
No, and that's not true. I mean, I think it's, to me, that also thinks about, I think this is a prime example of people who lead from the front or direct from the back, right? Like there's a great, I don't know if you want to call it a meme, but it's a little illustration comic of kind of stick figures. And one on the left side is labeled boss. And you can tell it's the guy in charge sitting on like a chariot type thing. And the workers are pulling him and he's yelling directions.
Right.
And then on the opposite picture on the right side, it says leader, where the boss is at the front pulling the thing from the front. And those are two different anyone who has ever worked at different kinds of companies who've been lucky enough to have a boss versus work for a leader knows the difference between those two people.
I'm sure it's night and day.
And like the people who just tell you what to do, the bosses who it's never their fault. They always push blame onto someone else. They, you know, the poop rolls downhill instead of the buck stops with me. Right. Like that's the difference. And working for someone who actually takes accountability or puts it on their shoulders, even in times when they maybe don't deserve it, but they just know that that's part of the job. That's wildly, it makes such a difference for the culture
of
the places you work for versus knowing that nothing's ever going to change. Because if you have a leader who doesn't, or a boss who doesn't take accountability, again, it comes back to that brilliant Taylor Swift line, I will look directly at the sun, but never in the mirror.
We forgot one important person. What is the worst job we could give Elon?
Oh.
Shouldn't it be like a janitorial?
Content moderation.
Really?
Although maybe he'd like that.
I was thinking janitor.
What do you think? What job has he just never had to do, having been raised as wealthy as he was? You saw the most recent craziness with him, right? In Twitter?
I'm not sure.
So you're familiar with what Substack is?
I am. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So last week, and this is neither here nor there, and this is why I didn't plan to have it as a topic, but since we have 2 minutes before break, I will review it, because it's like, it's just continuing to show how impulsive this guy is on his decisions that are not well thought out.
Right.
So Substack, a software company that a lot of, like, that is the software, if you listen or subscribe to Dan Schaefer's Recombobulation Area, he uses Substack. So a lot of independent journalists or people who write, you know, it's kind of a mix of like a newsletter and a blog that you can subscribe to. And they introduced a new feature called Notes that seemingly is a competitor, going to be a competitor to Twitter. But some people, including Matt Taibbi, who was one of the authors of the Twitter files, makes his money from Substack because people subscribe to you and pay you $5 a month or whatever to get your content on Substack. Last week, Elon, and Matt's not the only one. There's tons of people who do that. Elon decided, we're just going to delete all tweets that have anything to do with Substack because I'm mad at that company. And it's like, oh yeah, the free speech king does it again.
Right.
All right, when we come back, Jon Stewart, can he just do all of the interviews now? This is As Goes Wisconsin.
It's easy at night, big balls, man, big balls, man, big balls, man. Can't you hear me when I call? I said you ain't so big.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Alyssa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin Rapids is participating in No Mow May again this year. This resolution temporarily relieves property owners of lawn maintenance standards for the month of May. It also gives native pollinators food during the early season. You can participate without registering. If you would like a No Mow May sign, please stop in the mayor's office at City Hall and then keep them from year to year. After 86 years of serving students, Milwaukee's Cardinal Stritch University is closing at the end of this spring semester. President Dan Schultz cites falling enrollment, the COVID-19 pandemic, and an ongoing need for more resources. The school will offer some resources this summer to help students close to finishing graduation requirements and is working with other local universities for students who want to transfer their credits. About a third of undergrads at Cardinal Stritch are Pell Grant recipients, which are awarded to those most in need. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 76. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows around 56. Clear skies tomorrow, high of 81. Highs around 78 Thursday under sunny skies. 76 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 69.
Todd Alba from the Todd Alba Show
Sent
me a text at the break saying great topic in regards to the last half hour when we were talking about CEOs spending a couple shifts, maybe a lot of shifts, doing the work of their employees to understand how the problems and the hiccups and the obstacles. And I had mentioned Craig Culver, and turns out Craig Culver does do this.
Oh, that's awesome.
So Todd says, one of the many reasons I love Culver's is because for years, Craig Culver spent at least one day working different shifts at his restaurants. Maybe not an entire eight-hour shift, but anything from kitchen to register to busing. My understanding is he still does it at least once a month. I could tell you from personal experience, he's waited on me in the Sauk City, Richland Center, Wisconsin Dells, and other Culvers I frequently go to.
Oh, wow. That is really cool. That is really cool.
That is, thanks for texting, Todd, because that is a good, another reason to support Culver's.
You bet.
Our Wisconsin's favorite fast food restaurant. I always love that whenever one of those like national maps come out as far as like each state's favorite X. Like I actually have one bookmarked for each state's favorite Easter candy. And we haven't talked about it on air yet, but for Wisconsin, it's always Culver's. And we're the only state. It's the only state that chooses Culver's, but we always choose Culver's because we love it. And it's also like, I would say it's a step up from your run-of-the-mill fast food.
Definitely.
Takes a little bit longer to get it.
Yeah, but it's all made fresh. What can I make for you today is what they ask. And their onion rings rock.
What's your favorite order over there?
They have great onion rings.
They have great onion rings. Their burgers are really good. Their ice cream's good. I mean, they're just all around.
Good.
Are they,
yeah.
Is that your, is it, I, some people really live or die on this question of whether or not, or how good Culver's cheese curds are though.
See, and I am not a cheese curd aficionado. I don't think that I am the correct judge. I recuse myself.
I was going to say that is a good answer as far as not getting stuck on this, because people get animated as far as whether or not they like. I've heard some people really diss the Culver's cheese curds and how overrated they are versus some people who, as soon as they touch down in Wisconsin from either coast, that's the first thing they have to go order. So
that sounds like a reality show.
They're not the best. They're not my favorite cheese curds. But if you put them in front of me, I will eat them. That is for sure.
All right.
So I don't know if people caught this, but last week there was a clip of former Daily Show host Jon Stewart, current host of The Problem with Jon Stewart on Apple, accusing the Pentagon of corruption. And it's gone viral since C-SPAN posted it, and you know, it's C-SPAN. So the fact that it's went viral since they posted it to their Twitter profile, it's racked up millions of views already. I saw it, somehow it made its way to TikTok, and that's where I saw it. And it brings back the question that we posed, I think, last Tuesday, in the aftermath of Marjorie Taylor Greene being interviewed by Leslie Stahl and leaving a lot to be desired.
That was terrible.
I think for many of us, in that if you're going to interview her, don't let her get away with calling all Democrats pedophiles.
It's just challenge them with facts. When they make these kinds of broad blanket statements, then have something to challenge them with that is based in reality.
And so I said this last week, as like, can you imagine had it not been Leslie Stahl, but Jon Stewart interviewing Marjorie Taylor Greene, which I don't know if that will ever happen. I don't think Marjorie Taylor Greene is that smart, but I would think that she's smart enough to not
to avoid
accept
him?
That invitation. But Jon Stewart appeared at the War Horse Symposium in Chicago last week on Thursday, where he interviewed Kathleen Hicks, who is the deputy secretary for the Department of Defense. And during the discussion, Stewart called out the discrepancy between the department's massive budgets, which we hear every single time there is a budget. It seems to only go up for the military, no questions asked, every year, even though we don't really know where it goes, and the fact that many soldiers are struggling with the bare necessities or like basic needs. And he, Jon Stewart, ultimately suggesting that the situation smells like corruption. And so it's a the clip that's gone viral is about 6 minutes. We're not going to play the whole thing. We're going to play some of it so you can kind of get an idea of the tense exchange.
Are these, do you feel like these are unfair questions of somebody within a department of that size and scope?
I think you have a particular thing you really want to talk about, and you're asking me other questions. But I don't think it's unfair to ask me about the audit. It's absolutely the case that the United right. States military should be able to pass an audit, and we've got to be on that pathway to get there.
But don't you think that that does speak to the larger point that we're trying to get at, which is good journalism uncovers corruption? And
okay, good journalism does uncover corruption, yeah. But I'm not sure these two things are linked. An audit is not...
Oh, but they are.
Okay, so you need to explain to me, do you understand what an audit does and the degree to which it is linked to the question that you're asking?
I believe so.
Okay, go ahead. Give me your explanation.
I don't mind learning. So what I would suggest is that the audit that they have in the military doesn't really look at... whether or not there's efficacy, it's just whether they got delivered the thing that they ordered.
So it goes on. It's really good. We'll put it in today's notes that you can find on asgoeswisconsin.com/listen.
Get to see the whole thing.
And you can see the whole thing. I mean, actually, someone, even before we started talking about this today, someone DM'd me the whole symposium.
Oh.
And their request was us talking about the budget. I was like, I think I need to get an expert on to talk about defense budget stuff. I'm not sure I can just
pontificate about that for 30 minutes.
But I'll link both to today's show notes. It's really good, and it made me think of our comment from last week of he is so good at this, and why is he seemingly right now, at least, so much better at this than some of our other broadcasters. And we want to play a couple different clips just as a reminder, especially recently, because he's only gotten better.
Yes.
Right. Since Daily Show. And I would say if you watch The Problem with Jon Stewart, there's jokes, but I wouldn't say it's a comedy show.
I would agree with
and you. So let's set up the first one, because I know we pulled probably the two most viral ones of the last year.
Jon Stewart was talking to an Oklahoma lawmaker earlier this year. The lawmaker does not want any restrictions on guns because his contention is that that makes us safer.
If you look at the statistics.
Right. Yeah, they're dying from gun deaths.
80% of school shooters either came from a broken or fatherless home.
So you would say no guns for fatherless homes?
No, that's not what I would say. Oh. I would say that fathers need to be more engaged.
Great.
So let's put more
resources into areas that are poverty stricken. All for it.
And into fatherlessness. And that's something that we're doing.
But why with guns are you against bringing order?
I'm not against bringing order.
You are. You're also making it less safe for cops and for people. When the police go to a domestic call, it's the most dangerous call they can go on. Mm-hmm. In your world, if they knew that there were firearms in the house, that's a safer call. Is that what you're saying?
No, because police...
Because why?
Because police treat every situation as a potential...
But more guns makes us safer. So why don't, when the police go to a house filled with guns, why don't they breathe a sigh of relief knowing that this Second Amendment that shall not be infringed is being exercised so fruitfully?
And that was only one soundbite from that interview when he makes the point about what do you have to do when you vote?
Yeah. You have to register.
You have to register?
Yeah.
And is that an infringement on your First Amendment right? So there was that example. And then even before the Oklahoma one that was from earlier this year, at the end of last year, I think it was October, November, he interviewed the Attorney General of Arkansas about some of the legislation getting passed as it is dealing with trans youth.
And banning the treatment for trans youth.
Why would the state of Arkansas step in to override parents, physicians, psychiatrists, endocrinologists who have developed guidelines? Why would you override those guidelines?
Well, I think it's important that all of those physicians, all of those experts, for every single one of them, there's an expert that says we don't need to allow children to be able to take those medications, that there are many instances right. where...
But you know that's not true. You know it's not for everyone. There's one. There's... These are the established...
Well, I don't know that that's not true. I don't know that...
Then why would you pass a law then if you don't know that that's true? Wouldn't you?
Well, I know that there are doctors and that we had plenty of people come and testify before our legislature mm-hmm. who said that, you know, we have 98% of the young people who have gender dysphoria,
right.
That they are able to move past that, and once they have the help that they need, no longer suffer from gender dysphoria. 98%
wow.
without that medical treatment.
That's an incredibly made up figure.
It's the whole thing is a masterclass.
And so my question is, beyond the fact that Jon Stewart is incredibly smart, and he obviously preps a lot for these interviews. But like, why is he so good at this? Why is he seemingly better than many of our current broadcasters who get big, high profile interviews? I think the only one I would say, and I still think of, I don't even know if he's as good, but Mehdi Hasan,
who is really good
on MSNBC. He's also really good. I actually want to read his new book. I think it's like How to Win Every Argument or something like that. I've got it on audiobook. I haven't started it yet. But what is it about Jon Stewart? And some people might say it's because he has leniency because he's a comedian. And I don't think we have time to play it. Do we have time to play it now?
We can play it on the other side.
We'll play it on the other side. We'll set it up now. I think there's maybe an argument for that. But because he is a trained comedian... He also is, you know, that is what he's very good at, is finding kind of the angles and the irony and the hypocrisy and pointing things out. But does he actually have more leniency than a journalist does when it comes to representing a news outlet and what journalistic integrity is? Does Jon Stewart, is he good because he can get around those rules? Not in her prime, recently accused of sending misogynistic texts and being an all-around diva. Lemon was currently caught on a hot mic talking about this and talking about Jon Stewart. We have that clip that we'll play when we come back. But if you have thoughts or theories, even if you don't like Jon Stewart, you can't deny that he is good at this. And he is good at holding people's feet to the fire when he interviews them with facts. Let us know what your theory is of why he's so good at this. Mostly so I can then emulate that and do this someday. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And we'll be right back.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. Matchingdonors.com.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Currently, it's 72 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Understand exactly the ins and outs and the incredible magic of an audit, but I'm a human being who lives on the earth and can't figure out how $850 billion to a department means that the rank and file still have to be on food stamps. Like, to me, that's corruption. I'm sorry.
He gets a lot of leeway with the comedian thing, though.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Medinair. And that was a clip of a clip. It was basically Don Lemon on CNN had played the clip of Jon Stewart interviewing Kathleen Hicks, who is the deputy secretary of the Department of Defense. And it was a clip that had gone viral since the last week, Thursday, at the War Horse Symposium in Chicago. Because Stewart really holds her feet to the fire as far as an audit and these discrepancies between what the military is spending versus the basic necessities that so many soldiers are struggling to have. And like, where is the money going?
Right.
And she was, I think a lot of people would say that it may have been a career limiting interview on her part, as far as her lack of political savviness to answer his questions without coming across as smug. Is that the word you would use to describe her answers?
I don't know if smug is the right word. I think she was surprised, and I think she was taken aback knowing Jon Stewart's politics. I think she may have expected that this was going to be a much friendlier face. Why would you?
Well, because she's been appointed. I mean, this is obviously the Department of Defense right now is Biden's Department
exactly.
of Defense, right?
Yeah, exactly. So,
but I think if you know anything about Jon Stewart, he doesn't care what party you're on.
Not really. Not if he thinks it's wrong, he's gonna and what you're doing is wrong. He is going to call you out on that. 844-967-2789. What makes Jon Stewart so much better than some of the big name journalists that we have? Leslie Stahl, Chuck Todd come to mind. A texter from the 608 says, John doesn't care about future access to these politicians. And being a comedian means he can be honest instead of being objective. That's why he's so good at it. He does not have to dance around the reality.
And it's interesting because basically, so the clip we played, just to finish that off, is Don Lemon on CNN on a hot mic, basically kind of saying, well, he gets more leeway because he's a comedian.
Yeah.
Which is, but I would like for him to expound on that more. It's like, what can he do that you can't? Certainly cursing and saying it's effing corruption. Mate, you can't necessarily do that, but I actually think in this day and age on cable news, that would make good television if one of their broadcasters really
let fly.
Was able to do something like this. And it's interesting because I think the 608 is right. And Kara Swisher, who is a really prominent tech journalist, she has like a hot and cold relationship with Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg. She knows these guys. And she has often when she is interviewed about her interview style, she interviews in like she's never going to interview them again. And sometimes that means she will never interview them again because they're not very happy with what she asks.
Exactly.
And it does take a certain, I don't know. And I think she's maybe done, it'd be interesting to see if she did that her whole career. Because with someone like Jon Stewart, his name, his clout, he doesn't necessarily have to interview you again. Like there is other people there. Like our show right now, I would love to be able to interview people that hard, but I would also, at this point in our nascent stage of being a show and a network, I would also like people to come back. And I don't think I have that kind of power yet.
One day,
emphasis
Kristen.
On yet. Yes.
One day you'll become power man.
And I think that's probably right. It's a combination of how smart he is, how quick he is, how armed he is with the facts, potentially a good predictor of where the conversation could go. Because I have to imagine he's not just doing this by the seat of his pants.
Oh, gosh, no. He's got to prep for this stuff considerably. Like you said, he has so many facts at his fingertips that, you know, he's got a team who is helping to prep him, I would think. Yeah. 844-967-2789. If you want to check in on just why Jon Stewart is so darn good at what he does. 715 says, Stewart is good because he doesn't move on too quickly. Way too many interviewers try to cover too much in too little time, and they don't let the interviewee answer the question with a dodge or a soundbite.
That's interesting. I
agree, and I think sometimes some of these regular, more, you know, traditional news hosts, they don't let them talk long enough to trip themselves up.
Well, and it's also interesting if you think about the medium. So when Daily Show had a person who was a live guest, you had to stick to that time slot. When someone goes on CNN, and it's live, you have to stick to that time slot. When you can, if you think about some of the Daily Show and when they would do like Better Know a District, it would be a longer interview where they clip out pieces.
Right.
And I think in the format of Jon Stewart's show now on Apple, they can have an hour and a half long conversation and edit it down to the pieces that are worth airing versus the constraints of, we got like this show, right? Like we have 15 minutes and then a break, and then we have 8 minutes and then a break. Right. And maybe we scheduled someone else to come on afterwards and blah, blah, blah. And so I think there is luxury in that kind of setting. And even in this the War Horse Symposium, like people were there to watch these two talk,
right?
And they had time.
Right.
And so that's a really interesting point too, 715.
One more text. Again, you can always check in, call or text 844-967-2789. Most reporters are and have been trying to play both sidisms, Dems and Republicans the same. And of course, they are not the same. But that's trying to, reporters are trying to portray that they are objective.
Yeah.
I mean, when Trump came down the escalator that year and reporters started saying, well, he's lying. That's a lie. That's just a bold-faced lie. I don't think that would have played well. And there are still some who can't admit that the man has lied. So it's I feel, you know, but again, gravity either exists, Kristen, or it doesn't, right?
And last I checked, it does.
Okay.
I'm sitting in my chair right now, not floating. All right. When we come back from the top of the hour news, we are going to talk to Chris Pollard, who is the membership manager over at Milwaukee Film Festival, because Milwaukee Film Festival is almost back. Tickets go on sale for the general public tomorrow. So we're going to talk to him on how to navigate 139 different films and what you should go see, what you should expose yourself to, and maybe even become a member of Milwaukee Film Festival. So stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers. purr machines and love bugs and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and